Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning as we continue to find out about really cool things going on in our community. And we learned this morning about the current Williamstown Theater Festival production of Pamela Palmer by David Ives and directed by Walter Bobby. David Ives puts a noir spin on an existential romance in the world premiere of this play. Pamela Palmer lives a seemingly perfect life with her husband at Wishwood, but has a bizarre suspicion something's wrong, only for them both to become entangled with the detective she hires to investigate. The play features Tina Benko, Clark Gregg, Max Gordon, Moore, and Becky Baker, and runs through Saturday, August 10th on Williamstown Center Stage. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David Ives to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
And I believe
for having me on.
It's really nice to have you on. Thank you very much for being with us. I believe Clark Gregg is also joining us. Hello, Clark.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. It's good to hear your voice. Clark Gregg, best known for playing the original character Phil Coulson in films and television series set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but also known as a regular on The West Wing. And where I first learned of him was from a wonderful show called The New Adventures of Old Christine, which was with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and a terrific show. And he is going to be performing in Pamela Palmer, which, as I mentioned, is going to be running through August 10th. A play by David Ives. Let's go to David first. David, give us a sense of how this story came to you and came about.
This story, I actually had the idea for this story quite some time ago, and I wrote it down in a notebook. And I thought it was going to be a novel, but it didn't turn out into one. But the idea was that a woman hires a detective because she thinks something terrible has happened in her house, and she wants him to find out what it is. And after years of sort of marinating, that idea became Pamela Palmer, in which a woman thinks that she has done something terrible and hires a detective to find out what she's done. And that detective is played by Clark Gregg.
So, Clark, what is it like for you to play this character, and how ultimately you came to this production?
I'm going to be honest. I think somebody dropped out. I'd moved back to New York in January. I'd been in Los Angeles a lot for some years in the hopes of working in the theater more. I've started out there. I've worked there periodically over the years. And I got a wonderful call from Jenny Gersten, the amazing Jenny Gersten, who is the interim director of the Williamstown Theater Festival. Would you like to start working on a play tomorrow or the next day? I think it was. And then she said the name David Ives, who's a bit of a legend. And I've loved so much the work of his I've seen. And then I read this play and this part, and I started pinching myself a little bit as I drove to the airport.
What was it about the earlier decision to say, especially after spending time in on the West Coast, of saying, I would like to do more theater, I would like to sort of do that for a while?
It was a combo platter, because I had always, I grew up on the East Coast, all over it, and I had a lot of friends of mine who moved out to L.A. when I did, when they were starving in New York. They got used to the palm trees, and I never did. I was born in Brookline, Mass. I grew up in Newport in Providence, Rhode Island, and Philly in North Carolina. So the East Coast has always felt like home. So I felt like a salmon swimming back to his kind of topographical roots, but also to the theater, which is, you know, the equivalent of live playing in a live band versus a studio guy.
What has it been like for you, David, working with Walter Bobby, who you have collaborated with many times, of what it is like to work with him and this incredible cast of telling the story and making it seem to what you wanted it to be?
Well, we, Walter, and I should mention for those of you who are listening, Walter directed Chicago on Broadway, which has been running for, I believe, 58 years or something like that.
Right.
but all over the world. And he and I have done such an incredible variety of projects. It's like we did White Christmas on Broadway, adapted from the old movie. We did Venus and Fur, which is about an S&M relationship. And we did an adaptation of mine of a Molière comedy. So, you know, you have, after working on things as various as that, you get a kind of working vocabulary and system. And so, you know, as theater is people talking to each other. It's people talking to each other in rehearsal and then characters talking to each other on stage. So it's really just a matter of sitting down and talking about everything, you know, the set, the costumes, what's happening in the show, who these people are. And it's always thrilling. I've worked with a lot of different directors, and the system is probably the same system that Shakespeare and Sophocles used, and it seems to work for us.
So why, when you say a partnership like that, of the importance of it, but he has an understanding of what, I mean, you understand him, he understands you, and that must be a wonderful thing that that allows you to travel those trails together.
Sure. It's, you know, it's a very intense relationship, and good relationships with, you know, are a wonderful thing. And when they happen, you want them to go on and on. You know, there's a kind of silent understanding that goes on. And I think he's done an extraordinary job on this with these four amazing actors. Clark is fantastic, even though he did step in one day before. And Becky Baker is in the cast. And she's, I don't know how many projects she's done at Williamstown.
Oh, God, she's been there since, yeah, from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. And ironically enough, I was playwright in residence in Williamstown 41 years ago this summer. So it's a return to...
You don't look it, man. You do not look it. I wouldn't believe that. I don't believe that.
Was 41 years ago, was Nico still involved or had just passed?
Nikos was not only involved, Nikos was Williamstown at the time.
And yes.
He somehow found this play I'd written at the Yale Drama School and
well,
said,
he also was from Yale.
Why don't you come up?
Yeah.
Yes. Why don't you come up, you know, in that wonderful way? And I did. I spent a summer here, and it was one of the most magical times I've ever had.
And when you think about that of, you know, as the theater is, I mean, Williamstown specifically, but even in general, theater is changing, it's transitioning, and you're seeing this. How does that impact you as a playwright? Does it change your approach at all of how you work on projects?
I would be foolish to try to tailor what I do to what is happening in the world. All I can do is sit down at a table and have people talk to each other that I make up. And I've been doing that. This is my 52nd year in the professional theater. And, you know, you fall into a way of working. And if the world wants it, and Williamstown wanted this play, if the world wants it, then it goes up. And, you know, it's just like that. You have your system and you do it.
And Clark, you've been enjoying this process, and I assume you're suitably caught up, and now that the show's hit the stage, you're ready to go.
Yeah, let's go with that. I like that. I like that theory. I've basically been kind of scrambling to keep up with these really serious, legit theater pros. And I'm really lucky to kind of to be on stage with them and to be in the incredibly capable hands of David and Walter Bobby, because, you know, we didn't have much time. We haven't I think I met everybody 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, and we're up in performance. And it's a thrill. I got to say, it's just a thrill. I'm feeling very grateful.
The Williamstown Theater Festival production of Pamela Palmer by David Ives with Clark Gregg is running now through August 10th. You can find out more information by going to WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. David, Clark, thank you so much for being with us. A delight to have you both here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Be well.
Again, the name of the show is Pamela Palmer. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.